So, please have patience. Can someone just help me? Where is this stated that the nature of the living entity is to have faith? Do you remember this? It looks like the 17th chapter. Yeah, here it is. Shadamayo Yang Purusho. Who will write the verse down? You? Good. It's text 3. Arivo, Annette, how is the baby? Is it developing, huh? Growing, kicking, and dancing baby. Hare Krishna. Dobro došli. Come. Yes, I would like to give today a lecture which I feel is very important. It's a lecture on faith and the sources of faith. It will be a little bit... I hope it will have new points and new considerations for you and strengthen you in your own spiritual path. I must say that I'm very much looking forward to the time which I spent in Zagreb, where we will have many important meetings with devotees, and also tomorrow have a public kirtan event. I will tell all of you the entire program at the end when everyone is here. But for now, I just want to help you to tune in. We will be discussing faith, and not in an abstract way. We will discuss your faith. Oh, it will be an thought-provoking lecture. So, Sanskrit is just coming, so... Let us sing a little. But do you notice how important it is to sing and to dance also? So important. It seems the world which occupies us. Hare Krishna Govinda Nandan. The world which occupies the territory of our mind. Like the Britishers who occupied India. Foreigners, the world is a foreigner to us, who begins to occupy our mind and all our thoughts. That goes away, that world, when you chant and when you dance. All of a sudden you enter into a space of no world, or as the Buddhist would say, the space of no mind. Means no material impressions are there. The world is no longer with you. When you really chant in kirtan and you give it your best, at that time the world disappears, and you become, for the first time after a long time, happy. So kirtan is, when you start it, it's always a journey. In the beginning we are a little bit stiff. And we think we dance. I mean, really don't feel like dancing. And this is not a very exciting dance step. Levon desno, levon desno. That's all, you know. Not very creative, you know. But after some time, when you continue to chant and dance, and your attention begins to turn away from you, your own body and your own mind, the attention turns away from all of this and turns towards Krishna, then you actually feel that this is very nice, it is very uncomplicated, very simple, very satisfying to the heart. You feel like that. But you need to be ready to make this journey to leave your own little world, which is just a foreign occupant, is it? Someone who occupies your own territory. Well, you need to be ready to leave this. Govindananda, we missed you in the kirtan because you dance very good and very creative, and you smile also when you dance very enthusiastically. I'm not saying that, please, I don't want to make you feel bad, I want to make you feel welcome that you are such a good addition to the kirtan. Good, let us sing a little bit, but now we will dance inside of our heart. Deradhamadhava kunyabihali Deya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihadi Kupidana Vallava Iri Varadhaji Kupidana Vallava Iri Varadhaji Yasoda nandana vraja jana ranjana Yasoda nandana vraja jana ranjana Jamuna tira vana chari Jamuna tira vana chari Deya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Deya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Deya Radha Madhava Kunya Chaitanya Vihari. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Thank you. Ketana, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Nama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Aiko. Indaya Prabhupada, 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 Sila Prabhupada. Jaya Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai. Jaya Radha, Kunya Bihari Radha, Kunya Bihari Radha. Sisi go nanitai ki jai. Jai Om Vishnu Bhara Paramahamsa Parabraja Kacharya Ashtata Sata Sisi Mat Estiva Ingre Silave Charana Ravinda Shila Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaja Shila Prabhupada ki jai. Anand Koti Vaishnavarinda ki jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Samaveta Vakta Varinda ki jai. Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to C.C. Guru and Shigananga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Mam Vishnu Bhadaya Krishna Vestaya Bhutale Srimata Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namini Namaste Deva Sakade Vavani Jami Skatade Satani Gaurahari, I'm wondering in regards to the translation, do you have that loudspeaker with you, or maybe it's not charged, isn't it? We can try. Yeah, we will give you a loudspeaker. Hopefully it will work. I would like to request those of you who are in the translation department, I mean who get a translation, to really see that it will work for you. In other words, you have to tell us if it's loud enough or not, and how we should do the loudspeaker. Maybe, Divashi, you can see a little bit how to place the devotees, because I often think our devotees who are in the for the translation can't hear really, and then they just I don't know what they do. They just survive the lecture somehow. Is it loud enough? Yeah. So it's loud enough if you can hear. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Nema problema. Good. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sattvanurupa sarvasya. Sada bhavati bharata. Sada mayo yang purusho. Yo yachrada sa eva saha. Sadvanurupa sarvasvaya. Sadha bhavati bharata. Sada mayo yang purusho. Yo yachrada sa eva saha. Sarvanurupa sarvasya. Sada bhavati bharata. Sada mayo yang purusho. Yo yachrada sa eva saha. Yes, please. Mataji's, please. Is there another Bhagavad Gita which was there's a mistake in here, a normal Gita? Let me just see it says the word sattva or face is very significant in this phase, but it's not sattva. The Prabhupada said shraddha, but they didn't know at the time what it. It's really not useful, this one, because it's full of mistake by the editors. Okay. Good. So So this text is a little difficult. You will have to concentrate. Sadvanu Rupa. According to the existence. Savasya. Of everyone. Shraddha. Faith. Bhavati. Becomes. Bharata. O son of Bharata. Shraddha. Faith. Faith. Maya. Full of. I am. This. Purushaha. Living entity. Yaha. Who. Yat. Having which. Shraddha. Faith. Saha. Thus. Eva. Certainly. Saha. He. Translation. Maybe what we should do is we should have the text in Croatian for all of you. So because all of you speak Croatian, and it's, we always say we want to listen to Prabhupada, so this is our chance really to do that with a clear understanding. Banu Nandini, so please come and sit here for the translation, that you use this microphone. Please take give her a cushion.
O Bharatin sine, ovisno o svom postojanju, pod utjecajem različitih guna prirode, živo biće razvija određenu vrstu vjere. Smatra se da ima određenu vjeru prema gunama koje je steklo. Smisao. Svatko ima određenu vrstu vjere, bez obzira na svoj položaj, ali prema naravi koju je stekao, smatra se da je njegova vjera u vrlini, strasti ili neznanju. Tako se, u skladu sa svojom vrstom vjere, druži s određenim osobama. U stvari, kao što je bilo rečeno u 15. poglavlju, svako je živo biće izvorno djelić svevišnjeg gospodina. Zato je izvorno transcendentalno prema svim gunama materijalne prirode, ali kad zaboravi svoj odnos sa svevišnjom božanskom osobom, i dođe u dodir s materijalnom prirodom u uvjetovanu životu, stvara vlastiti položaj, družeći se s raznolikostima materijalne prirode. Umjetna vjera i postojanje, uzrokovani takvim druženjem, materijalne su prirode. Premda živo biće može biti vođeno nekim dojmom ili životnim shvaćanjem, izvorno je nirguna, transcendentalno. Zbog toga se mora pročistiti od materijalnih nečistoća koje je steklo kako bi ponovno uspostavilo svoj odnos sa svevišnjim gospodinom. Jedini put povratka bez straha je svjesnost Krišne. Ako se utemelji u svjesnosti Krišne, osiguran mu je put uzdizanja do savršene razine. Ako ne prihvati ovaj put samospoznaje, sigurno će djelovati pod utjecajem guna prirode. U ovom je stihu vrlo značajna riječ šradha, to jest vjera. Šradha, vjera, izvorno nastaje iz gune vrline. Netko može vjerovati u poluboga ili izmišljenog boga ili u neku maštariju. Čvrsta se vjera smatra rezultatom djelovanja materijalne vrline, ali u materijalno uvjetovanom životu nijedno djelo nije potpuno pročišćeno. Pomiješano je. Nije u čistoj vrlini. Čista je vrlina transcendentalna. U pročišćenoj vrlini možemo shvatiti pravu prirodu svevišnje božanske osobe. Sve dok vjera nije potpuno utemeljena u pročišćenoj vrlini, podložna je nečistoćama guna materijalne prirode. Nečiste gune materijalne prirode dopiru do srca. Tako se vjera stvara prema stanju srca u dodiru s određenom gunom materijalne prirode. Ako je nečije srce u guni vrline, trebamo shvatiti da je i njegova vjera u guni vrline. Ako je srce u guni strasti, i vjera je u guni strasti. Ako je srce u guni tame, iluzije, i vjera je tako nečista. U ovom svijetu postoje različite vrste vjere i zbog različitih vjera različite religije. Pravo je načelo religiozne vjere u guni čiste vrline, ali budući da srce nije čisto, postoje razne vrste religijskih načela. Tako, prema raznim vrstama vjere, postoje razne vrste obožavanja.
Let us again hear the verse. O son of Bharata, according to one's existence under the various modes of nature, one evolves a particular kind of faith. The living being is said to be of a particular faith according to the modes he has acquired. Good. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Garadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Nama Rama Hare Hare.
As you all know, we have just returned from India, where we have recharged our spiritual batteries. Srila Prabhupada had advised his disciples and future devotees to visit regularly India for two reasons. One is they would learn the culture which helps the spiritual development to grow. In other words, a supportive culture which they could adopt in the West. And the second is that India has always been a birthplace of faith. There are so many temples. Krishna has personally appeared in the holy land of Vrindavan and in Ayodhya, there in Rameshwara, there is, let me see the, all the Himalayan mountains where many forms of Krishna have appeared, and visiting these places naturally gives one faith. For instance, there is one temple in South India which is amazing. In that temple, a deity of Krishna is worshipped since a long time, and this deity of Krishna is standing on a stone plate, but his feet are not touching the stone. They're always a little bit above the stone. The body of this deity is not resting against a stone in the back, or is fixed to a stone in the back, or sits on the swing. No, no. This deity stands on a stone without touching the stone. And the explanation which the priests give is when Krishna appears, he never really touches the land. As we hear from the Bhagavatam, when Vishnu appeared, he's always a little bit above the earth. So the pujaris show you this by taking a string like this, and in your presence, they go with the string under the feet of this Krishna deity, and he really, let us say, floats. That's the only way I can explain it. He floats a little bit above the ground. So when you see this, you feel, wow, this is extraordinary. It is not ordinary. and your faith in transcendental subjects becomes stronger because it's just right before your eyes. The pujari takes the string and goes jup, 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 jup. And you have to see, this is beyond the laws of nature. It's there really must be a Krishna. It's real, who is transcendental. So yes, we have been to India to strengthen our faith, really, and our Krishna consciousness, and we have come back to the Europe with many new inspirations in our hearts, a lot of security, deep desires to live a life which is more pure and not compromised, and we are now back in your country. The day after tomorrow and on Sunday, I intend to show beautiful slide presentations about our journey and our stay in the sacred land. Philip has to do some, has still to go in the forest of Vrindavan, in the forest of Vasana, and do some garbage cleaning with Photoshop. You know, the slideshow is almost ready, but by Photoshop, some garbage has to be cleansed. Hare Krishna. Good. So let us now talk about faith, because we have entered the land of faith giving and we have returned, and now we want to strengthen all your faith. Let us not talk about faith in an abstract way. Let us talk about our faith and how to strengthen it. See, before you can engage in any action, there must be a driving factor which moves you from inaction to the particular desired activity which you want to do. This driving factor or driving force which brings you from a state of inertia to a state of activity is faith. Everyone who is active has faith that this activity which he will do will be either good or necessary or his duty. And in this way, this faith or Shraddha becomes the driving factor of our life. In this verse of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains Shradomayo Yam Purusho, which means in the literal translation, the Purusha, or the person, like you and me, is Shradomaya, full of faith. That faith is something which is necessary for everyone who lives. But as Prabhupada explained so clearly and so relevantly, this faith becomes colored by the contact with the material nature. What this means in simple words is that according to the influence of Maya, you have faith in certain activities, certain projects, and so on. The scriptures say when your faith becomes colored by tamagun, you think a life of comfort, where you have good opportunity for sleeping and for eating. that is a desired life for you. When your shraddha becomes colored by passion, you believe that a life full of sexual gratification mainly, and a life where you earn a lot of money, drive big cars, and have material wealth, that is the fulfillment. No? When you are, however, in the mode of sattva-gun, you have a different type of faith. Your faith turns towards God, no longer towards sleep and food or material wealth and sense gratification. No, you feel, this doesn't satisfy me. I must be in connection with God. So I think we all know these simple points and so on. What we may not be aware of is that the modes of nature work constantly also on our faith. Sometimes it can happen that in the mode of nature, or that in passion, you think your devotional service is only successful when you have, let us say, presentable results. Our temple is valuable because we distributed the greatest amount of cookies, or our temple becomes visible on the landscape when we have anything visible, you know, and in this way the modes of passion can influence our faith, where we don't see actually what is in the interest of Krishna, but we think very much what is in the interest of our own prestige and fame in the world of men. This means mode of passion has entered. But let's get back to the main subject. If you want to engage in any action, there must be a driving factor. The Sanskrit word shraddha is composed of two syllables, shra, which means heart, and dha means to place. So when you want to become active, you put your heart on something. And the moment your heart is put on something, on a goal, then you get the enthusiasm and the energy to do it. When you lose faith in an activity, that you shouldn't do that any longer, what is the benefit of it, you actually stop. In the course of our trying to present Krishna consciousness in the Western world, Prabhupada lamented sometimes that many people who were enthusiastic at the beginning lost their faith later. And upon the loss of faith, they lost all their driving force, all their motivation, and turned away from the service to Krishna. Now, I want to raise a question. How comes this, let me say it like this, what is necessary that you place your heart on something? Or let us ask in a more simpler way, what are the essential criteria which are necessary so that you place your heart on something? Well, the answer is, you must be convinced that this makes you happy. The essential nature of the living being is described in Vedanta Sutra as Anandamaya Vyasat. By nature, every soul is pleasure-seeking. Gomarava. You always look for pleasure. This is the nature of the soul. It must be there. Everyone constantly and always looks for pleasure. Our faith, therefore, will be directed to the place where we believe happiness can be found. All of you have joined the Krishna Consciousness Movement and have faith that this is good because you have somehow the feeling that here in this movement you will find pleasure and avoid the pain of material existence. You have no other choice in your life than to look for pleasure. You never can look for suffering. Even those who torture their bodies, like yogis do, or early Christians have done, think that by this activity a higher gain, a higher pleasure will be gained. Now, devotional service to Krishna, which is what we do, gives pleasure in two ways. It gives pleasure to a beginner in one way, and devotional service gives pleasure to an advanced devotee in a completely other way. In Madhurya Kadambini, this is explained. For a beginner who is so much pleasure-seeking, and he puts his faith where he believes he will find pleasure, the activity of devotional service itself is the source of his pleasure. Therefore, the devotee will always be dependent on this beginner state upon external circumstances which accompany his or her service, so that there is pleasure and motivation to continue and to increase. But listen to this, an advanced devotee develops a different concept of devotional service. He or she will be interested in only this one question: what brings pleasure to Krishna? In his or her love to Krishna, one will find pleasure in love of God. Prabhupada expressed this in the Bhagavad Gita in one of his purport's very, very nice. In the preliminary state, that means the beginning state of devotional service, devotees relish the transcendental pleasure from the service itself. It's not wrong. No? We like our service. We love our service. It gives us so much pleasure to chant and to dance. We feel really so happy with the service, or to spread, to speak to others about Krishna. We really feel energized when we do this. No? Because we get pleasure from the service itself. And in the mature stage, devotees are actually situated in love of God. And then it's pleasing Krishna which gives them, tremendous pleasure and tremendous faith also. I would like to give you an example of this, about which I was thinking a long time. It's an amazing example. See, there is one quality in Krishna which makes him so dear to the devotees in this world. Prabhupada said, the Lord is never forgetful of even a little service rendered by his devotee. Krishna is so kind and affectionate towards his devotees that a little service rendered by them is accepted by him as a great deal. You know, Krishna is just so kind that even if the devotee is in the preliminary state of his service and just does service mostly because, yes, he finds pleasure in this, Krishna will always put his name on the list of his special people if they render even a little service. That is because Krishna is kind and affectionate towards his devotees. But of course, when the devotee has a lot of faith in him, then Krishna is specially attracted to the devotee. And there was one devotee, his name was Krishnadas, who is an example of this faith. He had heard in the scriptures how Krishna had explained that anyone who saves a cow will at the time of his death be brought back to the kingdom of God. This is a special... Krishna likes cows. His name is Gopal, because the cows are such wonderful servants to humanity. And therefore, go-seva, or service to the cows, is something which is pleasing Krishna very, very much. I was surprised about this when I visited the Madhva Sampradaya in Udupi and asked the lineage holder, that me, you know, who is in charge of managing Madhvacharya's mat in Udupi Krishna, what would be the process to please Krishna? And this man is vastly learned, my dear devotees. He knows the scriptures so well that it's amazing. So he said, you can please Krishna by serving the cows. And I was a little disappointed. I cow service? This is what I did when I was a small 13-year-old boy. I was actually for 2 years herding cows. I don't, you know. When the school was over, I went to the cows and served the cows. The little cowherd boy, you know. I was doing this, I don't know why, maybe from my past life this was an idea. For 2 years. And I never learned anything in school because I couldn't do any homework. I had to do cow work. The teacher said, but you never learn the subject. I said, I can't. I have to take care of the cows. It's very important. So I remember, I was very convinced. It was from my past life, I think. So, but when I heard this vastly learned man saying, you can please Krishna by serving the cows, I said, is that what you do? And then he saw my disappointment and said, and chanting Hare Krishna. That's also in the scriptures. So Krishna Das had heard in the scriptures that if you save a cow, a poor, innocent living being who is so good, which serves others, then this cow will save you at the time of death. Amazing. So he was once herding the cow herd of Gopal. Gopal is a deity on the Govardhan hill. Nachi, they also said. So there was a cow herd which gave a lot of milk, and this milk was processed into yogurt and butter and cream and everything. This Krishna Das would take the cows out and then bring them back. So one day, when he was just coming back with the cows of Gopal, he passed Puncheri. That's a part of Govardhan. And at that time, there were tigers living on Govardhan. So one tiger came out of the bushes. And Krishna Das was a little bit in the back of the cow herd because there was one very large cow who had full udders, full with milk. And she could not walk very fast because there was so much milk in her udder. So when the tiger jumped out of the bushes, he ran towards that big cow with a big udder. And Krishna Das, who was the cowherd man, knew Krishna will like if I protect his cows. So he jumped out of, he jumped in front of the tiger and shouted at him, if you are hungry and need to eat someone, don't eat the cow, eat me. The tiger, I don't know if he understood what Krishna Das said, but at least there was Krishna Das before the cow. The tiger jumped on Krishna Das and killed him. Hare Krishna. The cow came back safe to the cow shed. And at that time, Gopinath was one other cowherd man, started to milk the cows, and this is what he saw. He saw how Gopal himself, Krishna himself, milked the large cow which was saved by Krishna Das. And he saw Krishna Das, who was before the cow, in his spurta body, holding the little calf in front of the cow. You know, when a cow gives milk in the old times, not when you put a just milker with the hands, you have to put the calf there, because the mother cow sees, this is my calf, and becomes very affectionate. And when she is full of affection, then the milk begins to flow from her udder. It's similar to us human beings, no? When the mother is full of affection to the little baby, she can very easily breastfeed the baby. Milk is there and flows. But if there is a lack of affection, somehow it doesn't work. So the cow always is milked in the presence of the calf in India. So Krishna Das was holding the calf, who wanted to run to the mother. He said, "Polako, polako." After some time, let first the milk be milked, and then what is left, so that you don't kill yourself with an overdose of milk, then you can drink. Huh? So the cow was there, and Gopa was milking and looking at Krishna Das, and his father Kumbhan Das also saw this beautiful loving scene, how Krishna had appeared and how he had milked the cow and how he had accepted Krishna Das, who had saved the cow. Later, Kumbhan Das, he was just on his way, this is the father, he was just on his way to Gopal, to the temple where Gopal was. He was informed, your son Krishna Das is killed by a tiger. Kumbhan Das heard this. My son, when he was herding the cows, jumped to save one cow from a tiger and was killed. And he felt very, very grief-stricken, and as a result he fainted. He fainted near this Shila, which you can all visit. It's the Dandavat Shila. It's devotees make Dandavats around this Shila. It said, if you do this, you make a Dandavat around the whole Govardhan, and in this way you save time. Hare Krishna. So he did not get up any longer. He was so sad, my son has been killed by a tiger. So the devotees who saw this scene, you know, where the father just left his consciousness and fell down, they went to his spiritual master and they told him, your disciple Kumbhan Das, when he heard that his son Krishna Das was killed, he lost his consciousness. Maybe he's dying also. And the guru said, wait a minute, and he came down to the Dandavat Shila, where he saw Kumbhan Das, and there were many people around Kumbhan Das trying to bring him back to life. And the spiritual master said, you don't know anything. You think Kumbhan Das has died out of grief that his son is killed by a tiger. That's not why Kumbhan Das has fainted. He has fainted because now for 16 days he cannot visit the temple. There's a rule, it's called the Sutak rule. When someone in your family dies, according to a traditional Brahminical rule, you are not allowed to visit the temple. You are contaminated in some ways by the presence of death in your family. So, Hare Krishna, Haribo, Svenai Vodye. So yes, So that's why he has died, because Kumbhandas knows his son has gone back to Krishna. He doesn't need to grieve for his son. He just dies because he's now separated from going to the temple. You follow, Ivo? You look a little tired and a little absent-minded. You listening? I'm wonderful, wonderful. Then the guru said, Kumbhandas, you can visit the temple nevertheless. No problem. We will change this rule for you because it makes you so sad. And Kumbhandas immediately woke up from his fainting condition and said, Yoo-hoo, I can see Gopal. And then the spiritual master said, you have told me that Krishnadas body, which was attacked and killed by the tiger, lies in Puchari, abundant by everyone, but that's wrong. That cow whom Krishnadas saved has come and in a spiritual form brought him back to Krishna. Because Krishnadas had faith that the cow, when you save a cow, then this cow saves you. So I'm telling you the story as an example of a devotee who has so much faith in Krishna that by serving the cows of Krishna, he will pleased the Lord, that he is not even afraid of a tiger. Imagine a tiger comes and attacks. Only if you have a lot of faith that Krishna will save you when you save the innocent cows who are in need of protection, then only you will be able to stand up to a tiger. I don't know if you have ever met a tiger. It's so absolutely shocking when they do their it's really, I have once experimented with this, but not with a tiger, with a lion. I agitated a wild lion once just to see how I would react when the lion would become Maletishko, a little heavy, you know. And I became so afraid. Although I'm a devotee of Krishna, I almost fainted with fear when they roar and they look at you, you know. But Krishnadas had so much faith that it was nyama problema. You know, he was thinking, I will be saved by Krishna if I serve him like this. So, this type of faith in Krishna is something which is important for us as devotees. You are defined by what you have faith in. Your faith is your existential condition, and you will place it in what makes you happy. This is where you will put your faith in. So in the beginning, your faith is placed in the process of devotional service. And I encourage you to go fully in devotional service. When you are before the altar, then you should sing and dance. After all, Shravanam, hearing the mantra, and Kirtanam, doing Kirtan of the holy names is the beginning of your devotional service, the middle and the end. You should give yourself, if possible, to the chanting and dancing as if your life depends on it, and you will see it will be very pleasurable. Your pleasure-seeking tendency will be fully satisfied and your faith will grow. And as you do this, placing your faith in the process of devotional service, you will begin this process of becoming purified in your life, and as a result, one day, your faith will be like Krishna Das's faith. You will be full of faith in Krishna's words. You will be full of faith in the process of, I'm pleasing Krishna by saving his cow. And you will actually have a deep relationship. This relationship to Krishna will grow if you start to have place your faith in his service in a very wonderful way. See, there is something wonderful in devotional service. As you approach your service to Krishna, you will see that Krishna begins to approach you. As you come closer to Krishna by rendering service, Krishna comes closer to you. He speaks about this in the Bhagavad Gita. He says, Ananya Shintayanto Mang Yejana Payupasate Tesham Nityab Yuktanam Yoga Kshemam Vahamyaham. Those who always worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have. This will give you faith. To worship Krishna means to worship him through service, through serving him. And while you serve, meditating on Krishna's transcendental personality. If you do this, if you serve Krishna and meditate on his transcendental personality, while you do your service, then Krishna will give you what you lack and maintain and preserve what you have, what you need in your life. It's so nice, just by service, my dear devotee, to the personal form of Krishna, you can stop all your worries in your life. Because Krishna will give you what you need. No? I just know about one devotee who could not get visas. It was so difficult to get visas for European countries because of the impossible passport. But by just focusing on service, immediately a visa is there. Krishna gives every one of you a visa when you just do service. It's amazing. Braj Kishore, it's so amazing. He wants to take your passport and stamp your visa for transcendental life in your passport. If you just do your service. He sees this person needs this, or this person has this, and then he preserves it. Devotees, for instance, tell me I should get a new car. It's so old and it's dying, but I have somehow faith if I keep on doing service in this car, it will become 100,000 years old. We somehow have this faith, you know, that maybe, you know, when it starts making sounds, I mean, you can't pin Krishna down to make him make your service, but up till now, it just works wonderfully. without any problem. I have always seen this. If you serve Krishna, there was a cow in New Vrindavan, which just it was the deity cow, and her milk was used for the deities. And she only had one calf, and afterwards it was not practical to have a calf because of maintenance costs. But this servant cow was continuing to give milk for as long as she lived, without a calf. Krishna just maintained the cow and preserved it, because it was doing seva, it was doing service. This is called yoga, no? To link with Krishna, and in that link, through service, and in that link, you are carried by Krishna. Sometimes Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur asked the question, how did the gopis in Vrindavan do their household chores, household duties? Because they were so much thinking of Krishna all the time, that how could they cook with, you know, when you cook you need some complicated recipe, you know, and step one, step two, step three, and then bang, it comes. But how could they cook? They were so much absorbed in the mind of Krishna. How could they even dress their babies and maintain the household? And the answer is they couldn't. Krishna did it for them. He maintained them, like he promises in the Gita. We were living for 1 month in Jagannath Puri, and in Puri there is this one devotee. His name was Mohanty. So Mohanty, we have one Radha Mohan, but he was Mohanty, similar, without Radha. You know, Radha's name. So Mohanty would always chant and read the Bhagavad Gita and worship his deities. He had two children, and his wife was not fully satisfied. She didn't have the same amount of faith. And she said, Mohanty, we are so pure, poor, and you are never working. No, said Mohanty, I don't need to work. I have a rich friend. His name is Jagannath. He takes care of all of us. That was his faith. So his wife was not satisfied. There's so little. We cannot give our children sufficient milk. We are so poor. If you have a friend who is rich, then let us go to him and ask him. Mohanty felt, Hare Krishna, so nice to see you on the altar and also everywhere, you know. Hare Krishna. So one day his wife was really in a bad mood, really heavy. Oof. Sometimes if you're married, the married partner can become so heavy. I have heard things from our grihastas. It makes the hair stand on end from fear. So he just said, enough. If you always say, we need to go to Jagannath and ask him for something, I really don't want to do it, but let's go. So they went. They were not living in Jagannath Puri, but outside Puri. And they came to the Jagannath Vallabha Gardens in the night. So they all went to bed and slept in the garden. And the next morning, Mohanty would tell his wife, you know, my rich friend is actually living in this temple. She said, yes, he's living in the temple? Who is he? He's God, Mohanty would say. What? You think God will take care of you? That won't work. So he was fearing his wife would tell all these things. So Mohanty went to bed and said, let's see what happens. Jagannath is in control. So all of a sudden, the family was just falling asleep. One beautiful Brahmana came with a golden plate. And on the plate there was rice, dal, different types of khichdi, sabjis, and these amazing Jagannath sweets. And the Brahmana said, I'm coming from Jagannath. I heard you are hungry. Now Jagannath said, he heard you are hungry. And Mohanty said, yes, yes, we are very hungry. I can't even sleep from hunger. We walked all day to come here. Jagannath is so wonderful. And then he turned to his wife and said, my friend is Jagannath. He's God. He lives in the temple. And see, he has given us this plate to say dobrodošli to all of us in Puri. This is a proof that my friend does take care of everyone. Just have more faith, my dear wife, and he will take care of the whole family like this every day. So the wife was in bliss. They all ate from the golden plate and then fell asleep from being tired to have walked the whole day and then eaten such a feast. They were all sleeping in the Jagannath Vallabha garden. So in the morning the pujaris goes to the temple and looks for the golden plate, and the golden plate is missing from Lord Jagannath's kitchen. He informs the police, some thief has come and stolen overnight the golden plate. And the police goes, and in the morning they enter the Jagannath Vallabha garden in their search for the thief, and they find Mohanty, two boys, one wife. They all have eaten so much that their bellies look like Annette's belly, full with content, the police thinks this man has stolen the plate with the content and now he sleeps. So they take the spear and put it on his belly and wake him up and said, you rascal, you have broken into the personal treasury of Lord Jagannath. You have stolen the plate which is lying next to you, and there is and you have eaten all the maha too much. And they throw the whole family into the prison. And of course the wife now puts the ear full of Jagannath, of Mohanty. This is your Jagannath. This is your friend. He just gives something to implicate you into a criminal activity, and then you are thrown into prison. This friend is too much. I always told you, chanting and worshipping the deities, this is not good for anything. It's a luxury activity for ignorant people. Mohanty just smiles and says, wait, Jagannath will do a miracle. So the evening of the next night, Jagannath appears in the mind of the king of Puri and tells him, listen, I took the plate and gave it to Mohanty and his family, and as a result, your ignorant
police people have thrown him into prison. You should take him out of prison and you should offer him the duty of being my cook. His family should get a house and some regular income should be there, and in this way they will have enough to eat, and they can also always get my Mahaprasad, because the cooks have a special privilege to eat the Mahaprasad. So Mohanty heard this. The king personally came in the, how do you say, in the prisons, and he declared this, and Mohanty and his wife made peace, and in this way the Lord proved this. My dear devotees, this is not just some nice story. There are millions of such experiences by devotees, modern examples and ancient examples, that if you just can place your service and your faith into service, you will actually be maintained by Krishna. And that's not so difficult, even for a beginner, because Krishna is so kind that in his service he has placed a special pleasure-giving potency, so that all those who serve him will immediately feel how their pleasure-seeking tendency of going to looking for Ananda will immediately be satisfied. You just have to avoid the ISKCON mistake. You know, we are a movement and we do everything with, and we organize things because in this way many people can taste the nectar of Krishna consciousness. But in the process of organizing, we sometimes make the mistake that we give devotees too much service to do, or they do not get the right type of service, and as a result they become unmotivated because we have two passionate goals before our eyes. And then they become unsatisfied and cannot relish this pleasure potency which is there in devotional service. Sometimes such devotees who have been in the temples and later moved into the congregation begin to shake and fear when they hear the word seva, because their experiences were just there was too much and not the right thing, and it was presented not in a blissful way, but it was just the stress after stress, and then they leave the service, and for a long time they do not think of seva any longer. But if you are in such a situation where you are living not in the temple but outside the temple, my dear devotees, please return to the concept of seva. You will see that Krishna will be very happy with you, and he will maintain you and carry what you need in your life, in both aspects, your material aspect of your life, I mean food and such things, and clothing, and also the spiritual aspects of your life, where you need fresh realizations as much as possible wherever you are. I would suggest soon the year changes and we come into the year 2010, as far as I remember. And we should make this year a year of dedicated and blissful service. The world is going through an important transformation, and we are not exempted. Let's, as they
say in German, run forward, Flucht nach vorne, escape to the front. You know, what will happen in the coming time is the world will experience more and more of karma. You know, the result, the activities which have been done of this thoughtless materialism bring now the fruits. A bitter rain is falling on planet Earth of bad karma. And the only shelter from karma is actually in bhakti, in devotion, devotional service to Krishna. That's where the shelter is. And you need to have faith in this in order to save your soul. It is a difficult time which we look forward to, but not for those who are in bhakti, not for those who have service in devotional service. Who have faith in devotional service, they will be very easily saved, and they will be maintained by Krishna, and it will be pleasurable. It will be a dance to eternity. So, Hare Krishna. This is what I wanted to say. I hope I have given you some joy in your heart. Some good thoughts which you can take with you, and something you can reflect and work on your life, where you can ask for consultation and further clarifications. But one thing is very important: revive the faith, and the faith in Krishna is very difficult for the beginner, but you will immediately find it easy to develop your and direct your faith to the devotional service, which is so full of pleasure and so full of happiness. I remember when I was young, I made an experiment. I became a cook. Govardhana will laugh. What type of cook could Sachinanda Swami be? It must be a total failure. And it's correct. I don't know many preparations, but I know one. Carrot halwa. Carrot halwa and the other halwa. I'm specialist in two types of halwa. So when I was translating all the time, that was my main service. I did hear that sometimes it's good for those who only work intellectually, they should do something with their hands also. So I said, well, I could cook the breakfast if that's all right. But everyone said, no, we want to enjoy, you can't cook, this will be terrible. No, I can try it. What would you like? And someone said, carrot halwa. And I got the recipe. And then for the first week, it was very difficult for me to do it, because I'm not so good in cooking. But then after 1 week, I had learned the recipe, and I did it every morning. And then I remember, I noticed if I put more butter into the carrot halwa, the devotees will be more in bliss. I noticed that. So I went out personally, I went out and collected Lakshmi to buy more butter. I took personal responsibility for that carrot halwa. If you ask the old devotees of the Hamburg temple, everyone still dreams of that carrot halwa. It was good. I mean, Krishna's blessings and the power of butter. There was a secret, you know. Tons of butter inside. At that time, no one of us thought of, oh, I get fat. That was all right to be fat, because it was cold. You know, we didn't have much heating in the winter. So, yes, and I do remember, I was so much in bliss just by cooking the halava, then acquired halava, then it was offered to Radha and Krishna, with love and devotion, and then I distributed the prasadam to the devotees, and I wouldn't eat. I was just so much in bliss. I didn't have any appetite. The bliss was filling my stomach. I do remember the service itself was giving me so much pleasure, because it was real service, and I took full responsibility. I will take care of this carrot halava. We are poor temple, no problem. I'm from a wealthy background. I will get somehow butter, don't worry, even if I have to... I will get it. So that service was giving so much pleasure. Ooh, I was translating the whole day, but I was really looking forward. Let me do my carrot halava for the Vaishnavas there. For Radha and Krishna, the Vaishnavas. Yeah. So, my dear devotees, please think of this intensely. I have come to the end. It's 9:20. This lecture was very simple. Because, you know, when you are in Vrindavan, you become so simple. It's amazing. Everything is clear. Krishna is nectar. Krishna is really there. You just have to serve him. And so on. I would just like in the end to make two points. One is we need to plan a little bit the yoga's music event tomorrow with some devotees. I request our Midanga players from Slovenia who have come to kindly come at Banu Nandini so that we can see things about it. Also in Graz is a kirtan event. Very nice preaching for the holy name. And I wanted to just tell you what is the program, because I'm so attached to you, your presence here. If you could, we will have on Friday evening a very nice new type of program. It will be an interactive slideshow. Interactive means we will see it and sing and do some hear Krishna Katha. It will be a parikram of the forest of Radharani. It's a very developed slideshow. Still have to work a little bit, and Philip has to clean the garbage. That will be one Friday. Saturday we also do something. Is it? Srimad Bhagavatam class? In the morning. What is tomorrow? Tomorrow is a slideshow, no? Tomorrow is... Aha, tomorrow is the slideshow. Tomorrow is Friday. Friday evening in the temple. Please tell all your friends. It's really something special. It's a Vashana Dham Ki Jai. It's really amazing. And it's a new concept which we will present to you. That's on Friday. Saturday is the Yoga is Music event. If you plan to come, please come in worldly cloth, not in devotional cloth, because it's mainly for newcomers, and if there is so much devotee majority there, then they will become maybe irritated, or they feel, oh, this is not for me, I'm not like them, you know, and so on. And then that's for Saturday. And Sunday we have a nice Sunday feast. And then we will show the second presentation, which will be our slides from Jagannath Puri. And Monday we will drive to Graz and there make a kirtan event in the Kulturwerkstatt. Oh, I remember the Kulturwerkstatt. I did, I think, even two big programs there and two big concerts we did there. Oh. Hare Krishna. So please make your plan about service. Radha Mohan, think about this very deeply. It's so pleasurable. And Anandamaya Vyasa, we are pleasure-seeking living entities. And Krishna has, knowing well how difficult it is to place our faith directly in Him, that will be when we have pure love of Godhead. But we can have that faith that by serving Krishna and the Vaishnava, and do it, we will immediately be rewarded in ways which are amazing, like this Krishna does, who served the cows of Krishna. Amazing. Hare Krishna. Dobro veče, lako noć. Now I can speak my Croatian again. I can get all my Croatian out of my... Hare Krishna.